We're here to shine a light on the forgotten generation. This is the Modern Gen X Women podcast, and I'm Jackie Gadeen.
And I'm Amy Bishop. We're business and career coaches who work with women like you. And we are pissed.
You should be too.
Because we have not been seen or heard, and that changes now.
Listen up, because we're going to share with you insights and ideas to make these years our best years.
F you, midlife.
We have something brand new in store for you, our listeners and our community. Introducing Gen Next, the newest magazine from Modern Gen X Woman. This annual digital magazine is free for you. And we're not going to just send it to you. We are throwing a launch party to have a good time and to be nostalgic around everything that makes our generation fabulous. Join us and get access by going to www.moderngenxwoman.com/party. See you then. It's going to be totally tubular. The Grammys really struck a nerve with us. We were traveling for business and missed them. And instead of seeing news dropping about the music, the performances, and the winners, my news feed was blowing up with negative, nasty comments about the work Madonna had done on her face. It stopped us in our tracks, and we rearranged all of our podcast episodes to quickly produce this one. We have to address what's going on here. Madonna was crucified for her work that she had done in her face. Paulina destroyed for not having work done and her too skinny, wrinkled body. And Ashley Judd being obliterated for her weight gain. What the? Let's dig in because we're pissed.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Mimi, and hello to all of our listeners out there. This is a little bit different. This feels a little bit ranty, but I do think if we don't address this, we are allowing it to happen, right? It's like if you see something happen.
Say something.
Say something. If you see something, say something, which is the motto in New York City
for terrorism, right? Right? If you see something, say something. So we're saying something. But I think we're also unpacking some of our own beliefs and thoughts and kind of discovering what is going on in our minds as we unpack this and even have this conversation as Jackie and I were putting this together. Honestly, I had whiplash this morning because I got up extra early to edit a podcast that I thought we were going to do. And then I was walking out the door and Jackie's like, we're doing a different podcast. And I was like, what?
Yeah, and Mimi, so one thing about Mimi, if you don't know this already, she is
very structured.
She is
baloney. I'm calling baloney on that right now. Am I not sitting next to you in this moment recording this podcast?
Yes, but you because I made you. But if I would have given you a choice, you would have let it. You would not have done it.
Maybe.
Is that you? Oh, yeah. I thought it was the dog. I'm sorry.
No, it's me.
I was about to rub her foot with my foot. So anyway, so we really want
to
talk about
teasing,
this.
But it's important. You know, I saw Madonna on TikTok about, I don't know, a couple months ago. And I've got to say, my reaction was like, what? But I think, so I will call myself out on being like, what the heck happened? But I also do think there is a natural response to when you have seen someone look a certain way for so long, and then they have some work that looks pretty dramatic, and you almost don't recognize them. My mind was like, is that Madonna? Like, you know, and I think that's a very natural.
I think that is. That has happened for, I remember watching something and who was in it? The one from Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. Yes. She had a pretty dramatic change at one point. What is her name?
Renee Zellweger, yes. Right? So I looked at it, I was like, is that Renee Zellweger?
Jennifer Grey is another woman that comes to mind, right? Where she seems to look very different than she does and almost, you're not sure, is that the same person?
Right, and I think that's very different. I think that's a very different question that we're asking ourselves versus what is happening in society. So I really want to kind of dig into that because it's not okay.
Well, what's not okay is people saying comments like this face, normally known as Madonna. That's just not really, like, it's just
it's
not
disgusting.
A nice thing to
it's
say about
human
being.
Nice. It's yeah. just disgusting. It's disgusting, yeah. Right? It is disgusting. And some of the other comments were Madonna has these balloon features now, her lips, her forehead, her cheeks. And this was just a male social media troll. And so some of this is like, okay, this is misogynistic behavior. I think the part that really makes this even worse for me is when women do this. And so Megan Fox, Megan Kelly from Fox is so guilty. She's like, oh, she's a sick person who needs help.
Well, I remember when Miley Cyrus was
we're talking about Madonna. All of those were Madonna. Sorry.
Those were all Madonna. But this made me think of something. When Miley Cyrus was on some kind of award show and she slid down like a big tongue. This is years ago. She slides down like a big tongue and she twerked for the first time.
Right.
Like that anyone saw twerking. And Mika from Morning Joe, whom I love, was going off saying she's too skinny, she's got an eating disorder, she's a sick woman, blah, blah, blah. Maybe she was just artistically represented, you know, like,
and,
you know.
And here's the thing, you know, we get bashed if, so this is the point of this episode, right? That's a great point, okay? I love that you brought that up because she was getting bashed for being too skinny.
Too skinny, right? And for dancing, for twerking, which that was the first time we saw that on a national stage, I guess. But now people twerk all the time and no one bats an eye.
Right, and the twerking piece is one thing, but when you're talking about her being too skinny is a whole other thing, right? Because what happened with poor Demi Lovato I'm so bad with these younger girl names, but Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez, right?
Okay.
When they quote unquote gained like a pound, slammed, right? So there's this, so, and they're young, right? So they are young and they are dealing with this. And this is part of the culture because as they age, as we age, it gets worse because there is less margin for who we are and what we look like, right? When we're younger, there's a little bit more margin because you're all young. At least you don't have that. But even young women, they're like, oh, you look old for your age, right? That, what is going on with people? So
right.
we need to change this.
Well, maybe what we need to start changing is for your age.
Yeah.
Good for your age or bad for your age.
Yeah, I hate when people say that to me. I used to not think about it when people would be like, oh my gosh, you're 50. You look great for your age. What
does that mean?
Right.
Though?
What does that mean? I guess I started getting sensitive only because, wow, if someone didn't feel like if they were 50 and they feel like they look older or they feel like they don't feel great and you don't say that, I don't know. It just feels like what does it matter? Or 50 is not the new 40, right? 50 is the new 50. 50 is 50, right? It's all about how we show up as women and it's women, and there are different standards. I was talking about this with my husband, and I was sharing with him something I was watching on TV. I'll talk about in a minute, but he was like, "This happens for men too." I was like, "No, I mean, yes, but not to the
same extreme.
Not to the same extreme."
How do they feel about aging, though? Does it bother? Like, my husband is obsessed with aging. But he's an outlier.
No, it's funny. My husband isn't obsessed with aging, but 50 felt milestone-y for him.
Yes.
And he's also a very handsome man. They used to call
a very handsome man.
Very handsome
he's
man.
He's a very good looking guy.
He,
I agree.
Yeah. And he, when we were young, quote unquote younger, we were in our 30s and even in our early 40s, all the younger daughters of the neighbors on the block would call him Hottie Scotty. And so I think that losing that moniker might be a little hard for him, not for any other reason because it was creepy, but, you know,
right.
joking around, but
right.
that moniker's gone, even though it's not, right? So I think for men it is different. Look, men have midlife crisis, right? This is why they go off and they used to buy the red Corvette and now they buy the Jeep, right? Because there is a midlife crisis.
John just bought a Jeep.
Did he? Well, there you go. That's the midlife crisis car.
But I also think we were talking about this earlier. We look at men like Harrison Ford or Clint Eastwood, and these are guys that are really older now.
Right. And
no one really says anything. The only person I would really say something about, but it's kind of a joke, is like a Keith Richards. But he's always looked bad.
He looks weathered from alcohol,
yeah,
right?
That's
more than age. I think it's more than age, right? You know, and I think part of that is like here we are, We should be celebrating the Grammys. We should be celebrating the amazing music, the amazing performance, the amazing talent. And it all gets overshadowed by a woman over 50 and how she looks.
And that's judgment. Disturbing. And judgment. And judgment. Right? We look at things and we judge.
Yes.
But in part, that is part of human nature. I think that's how we kind of, our brain would try to regulate where we fit into the world. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's part of it for women too. And the reason maybe why women are so harsh on other women, because we are trying to figure out what our place looks like as we age. And it could be scary. I mean, I look at myself in the mirror and for a long time, like now I look different.
Yeah.
I look different. I just do. I mean, I could really like, you know, sometimes I play with pulling my face back. I see a difference that, you know, it is uncomfortable. And maybe we look at others to try to get a benchmark of how we should be feeling about ourselves. Not that that's right, but I think we've also been conditioned to look outside to get that reinforcement.
Of course we have. It's human nature to want to compare ourselves, right? It's always been human nature. But I think it becomes very dangerous as we get older. And, you know, when I think of someone like Madonna, some of you who are listening may be like, I don't believe in plastic surgery. Some of you who are listening may have had some work done. Some of you may be all in and get work done all the time, right? So that's your choice. And I think that's the thing that bothers me about what happened with Madonna is that this is her choice. This is her body. And this is what makes her feel good as she ages. Can't we just let it be? Why can't we let her be? And here's the other side of this. And this is the thing that really bothers me on top of that is, so we have Madonna who has done all of this work, right? To make herself feel better, whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. And then we have someone like Paulina
Porizkova.
Porizkova. I can never say her last name. Who hasn't had any work done. She is 57. She is on Instagram. She embraces her, what she calls her wrinkled and her aged wisdom. She embraces her body as it is. She does, you know, has pictures on Instagram of her in bathing suits. And she can't win either.
No.
You're a grandma. How dare you show your body? You're too skinny. What? Like, she can't win either. Like, you shouldn't be embracing your face that
way. Now, I am curious, and I'm going to bring this up, because I have a suspicion a lot of this is rooted in American culture. I don't think it's as reinforced in other cultures. And the reason why I say that is because watch a European film. Those women do not look, they look like women.
Yeah.
They don't look, you know, perfect. And we have raised the standards so high in this country that it's, you know.
I think it depends on where you live, right? Because if you made that statement and you're talking about South America, it's a very different statement.
True.
You know, they are very much into it.
True.
You know, so I think it depends on where.
Maybe.
Where you live, what country, what culture. And then there's cultures that don't even allow women to show their face.
So yeah, I think a lot of it is based on culture, I guess.
Of course it is. But I think what we're talking about here is America, because that's where we live and really how we, the only thing we could do right now is change the standards for how we show up as women, because it's so critical. And we're starting to finally see the sea change of women that aren't accepting it, right? So it's not as if Madonna accepted, she lashed back out and pushed back. And same thing
did
with
Did she
Paulina.
Have any comments regarding?
Oh, she was.
What did she
pushed,
say?
I don't have it on me. She pushed back and was like, this is not okay. I'm owning who I am. And
okay.
And she even said, I've never, ever fallen in line
She's
with
never.
What you have thought I should look like or do.
Correct.
And so she's always embraced that. So probably for her, it's a little bit easier. But for someone like Paulina, who was revered for her quote for her beauty,
right?
Who is now stepping into midlife and is being diminished because she doesn't look the same. That's bullshit, and I'm calling bullshit. She said something so awesome. She said that we need to see there is beauty in youth and beauty and maturity. And I love that she said and.
Yes.
Because this is not an either or scenario. And I think that it's almost been our society pitting women of a certain age against youth. And women who are young against women of a certain age. And what are we doing? We're all women.
Women, right, right.
And we need to come together collectively and support each other and stop talking shit about each other.
Well, it goes back to that's a great point, Jackie. We see this so often, just in general, women pitted against women. And I do think that we're starting to see a change in women, honestly, supporting women. And I wonder also, where is the crux of this women pitted against women? Where has that come from? And what is the point of that? Because when we do that, we bring everybody down, right?
It goes back to the five-year-old on the school ground who girls are naturally mean. I don't know why. I don't know why. Nobody has done enough research to figure it out. But boys on the schoolyard, they may fight a little bit, but girls do psychological warfare from a very young age. If you have a daughter and you're listening to this, I can guarantee you've had a number of scenarios where this has happened and you are astonished by what people do or what people say at a young age.
I would like for research to be done there.
I agree.
Because I really believe it could change the culture significantly.
Yeah.
Significantly. Because we know when women really are taking the lead and supporting one another, amazing things happen collectively and worldwide. So why do we need to overcome this somehow innate
bias?
That seems to be inbred in us.
Yeah. I agree. I think the first step, I'm going to talk a little bit about how we can think differently about this, because we want to leave you with two or three solid ideas. But I want to talk a little bit about, like, almost, again, another juxtaposition, right? So we have the first one, which is Madonna getting all the work done, right? And Paulina getting none done. Mm-hmm. Both of them getting bashed and slammed because, you know, obviously there's no way to age at all. Like, that's what society's telling us, right?
That's exactly it.
Now they're also telling Paulina that she's too skinny. And on the flip side, we have Ashley Judd, who gained weight and was quote-unquote puffy, right?
Right.
And was just demolished. So here she is attending her mother's funeral or memorial service. And afterwards, instead of talking about how we need to do better to support women and men with depression and mental health.
Which was, I'm a huge Ashley Judd fan. I've always been for a long time. So I watch this a lot. And I was so proud of her when she went on to talk with Diane Sawyer about what happened. She figured, you know what, let's nip this at the bud because, you know, they had to get it out there. And a lot of that conversation, as painful and raw as it was for her, was about how other people could get help and not to put a, you know, stigmatism against suicide. That's what her message was. I thought that was so incredible at such a raw time for her and traumatic time to go out there and not only just really be in honor of her mom, because she knew if she didn't get in front of it, what would happen, but also be in service to others. I thought that was incredible. Yes, she looked heavier. But instead of talking about what she was trying to get out there, which is this message of mental health and how critical it is, people are talking about her weight.
That's exactly right. It was over what she, the power of her message, the power of what she was doing was overshadowed because she had aged.
Right.
Because she had gained some weight. And that is not okay.
No, it's not
okay. That is not okay. Why are we all why are women brought down to the lowest common denominator, which is
looks?
Period. We are smart. We are intelligent.
I'm going to tell you why.
We are powerful. We are creative. We are innovative. We are the backbone of this country.
Yeah, but Jackie, the only way we were able to survive until just recently was if we were taken care of by a man. So I just had this conversation with my mother this morning. We were talking about how John's grandmother used to, when her husband would give her the cash for the week, she would skim off the top and saved like $10, $20, until she saved $10,000. And he went ballistic when he found out that she saved it. But I said she was uneducated. She didn't drive. She lived in a very, she had nothing. So that was her only way of having any kind of control. And this was just a couple of years. And she's like, yeah, she said, you know, my mother worked, but, you know, it's women. And for the longest time, if you did not have a male taking care of you, you did not survive. And let's face it, men.
Okay. Okay. Like, yeah. Okay. That.
So I think I understand that's where the root of it is.
That may be part of the root for women, but what's the root for men? Right.
The root for men?
Right. Misogynistic.
Expect. Yeah. They want the biggest piece of ass. So, or the best looking woman. So they can feel good about themselves.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think that may be part of the problem. I think there's so many layers to this. And I do think it goes back to women needing to feel like they are knocking each other down in order to rise themselves up. It is an innate thing that women do. They do it in business.
Oh yeah.
They do it in looks. They, you know, in the way they look, they do it in clothing. They do it in every aspect, and that's not okay.
Well, this is my feeling on it. That's I believe it's got its root. The scarcity of the reason why we bash one another is, I believe, this is my opinion, is rooted in a scarcity of I need to be the one that stands out so I am picked, so I am taken care of. It's a survival. This is my opinion. All right. However, we no longer have to live like that. Mm-hmm. Right? And so that's where we, at this generation.
But look at Eleanor Roosevelt, who was one of the ugliest women.
Judgment.
No. I'm putting quotes. Yeah. Right? Yeah. She was judged as one of the ugliest women.
Uh-huh.
And she was powerful.
Right.
She got the man. She got the president. So I think there's lots of places where that has proven not to be the case.
I disagree, and this is why. He had many lovers on this. I know this from
fact. Oh, yeah, me too. I read the book. Of course he did.
So,
but they all did.
But also.
This is a really interesting conversation.
I know. We didn't expect this at all. Mm-hmm. If I had to play devil's advocate on this, I think FDR, this is really taking a turn, but this conversation, he always admired Theodore Roosevelt. Eleanor was Theodore's niece and was pretty much raised by him because her father, she became an orphan pretty young, right? Her father was Eleanor. Jackie's trying to rush me, and now you distracted me.
You're going too deep.
No, I'm setting myself up for what. So anyway, long story short, Eleanor was like a child to Theodore. Franklin was a distant cousin, but always admired Theodore and really mapped out his career in Theodore's steps. So why wouldn't he go? It was a power play to go after the niece. It was to get closer to Theodore.
Okay.
Now he does that. They get married. They are kind of a power couple, but he falls in love with her secretary,
right? Yeah.
You know, and so, which kind of continued through their entire lives.
And she allowed it.
Well, no, she didn't. Not Lucy Mercer. No, she said, I never want you to see him again. Otherwise, we're going to get divorced. The mother stepped in. Patched it back together, but later in life, she was with him when he died.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, was that power? Was it a power play on his play? I don't know. This is total assumption.
No, I think there's definitely truth in what you're saying. I think there are so many more layers than just being taken care of or reproduction. I think there are lots of layers about women just feeling like they need to compare themselves.
Right. And Eleanor was, her mother, you know, she was a beautiful woman who always berated her for looking like a little granny.
Right. Right. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but okay.
Well, again, it's this whole conversation of judging another woman.
And it happens everywhere. Right. So.
Of what's the standard of beauty? It almost goes back to, now I'm really taking this on, Jackie's going to kick me.
Transition it back. Go.
What has anyone ever seen? It just goes about what we perceive to be beautiful,
mm-hmm.
right? And so there's that, what is that show? Oh, God. It's from the 60s. What the hell is it called? I can't remember now. And Jackie's really getting, she's giving me the stink eye.
I'm not.
It's the episode where, the Twilight Zone, where they're doing surgery. right? Mm-hmm. And they're trying to correct this person. And the person, they take off the, and she's, they're trying to correct her because her issue is that she's beautiful because they all have pig faces. Mm-hmm. And it's like, right? And it, that really makes you think. It's like, what are we conditioned to believe? If we right. all walked around with snouts, we would think that's beauty.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's yes, there is a conditioning. There's also science about symmetry. There is a whole science back
okay.
thing about facial recognition and symmetry, but we won't go into that.
Okay.
But the point of all of this is to say, like, this is so deep, right? Like,
Like, look how far off we've come, like, just talking about this. But what can we do right now,
right,
to stop? I think it's really be aware of the conversations we're having. I think it even goes back, myself, I'll call myself out. I saw Madonna a few weeks ago. I said, oh, my God, what happened? I think it was a conversation over dinner at one point with mm-hmm. my family. You know, this is weeks back. And maybe the conversation should have just been, oh, Madonna looks different.
Right.
Without going into
judgment. All of the
judgment.
Judgment.
You know, Ashley Judd is someone I look at. I see her. She does look heavier. For me, I feel a sense of relief when I see her because I think she's still stunning. I see myself as heavier. And it makes me feel like I'm in good company.
Right.
When I see someone that I hold in such high esteem. You know, I look at someone like a Candace Bergen, who is, you know, an age group ahead of me. And frankly, I look forward to looking more like that as I get older. I'm not going to be what I was when I was 21.
Yeah. And I think it's hard, you know, we're talking about all of these different women, but I would guess that it's hard for women in entertainment who started young and look back and see themselves in movies as young women and then look in the mirror and see how different they look. Not better, not worse, just
right.
different, right? And when entertainment industry reveres youth, it can feel
correct.
Diminishing.
Well,
because
that's...
I think of, you know, I look at pictures of myself when I'm young, pictures of myself when I'm younger, and I'm like, wow, I looked younger, but it's not pervasive and in my face.
Right, because I think the industry that they're in,
is.
In particular, is just so demanding.
It is so demanding, and it's actually interesting because if you've listened to me, you know that I watch some reality shows, and I watched a couple of episodes of Vanderpump Rules early on. Somebody was like, oh, you got to watch this. And I was astonished by how many of the 27, 28, 29-year-old women were getting Botox.
Well, maybe it's more common. And the reason why I say is only because I remember when we were younger and someone like a Joan Rivers comes to mind, someone who was kind of known for getting work done.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little bit like, oh, she gets work done. You know, it was kind of like a known secret.
No, but my point is that they were so young. They don't even have anything on their face.
Right.
Oh. That's my point. Not that it's common that they're talking about it. I don't care. I don't care that you get Botox. If that makes you happy, go for it. If you want to get Botox,
I think that's the whole point.
But it's interesting. It is interesting to me how at such a younger age, this holy grail of youth is taking over. So are you telling me now that women of a certain age starts at 30,
yeah.
right? That you're trying to be 20. I think that's it. And I think that's part of this is like we are conditioned to always want to look younger. But if you are 27 and 28, what are you going to do by the time you're 40? It's like psychological warfare on themselves that they are kind of putting out there. And it's a little worrisome to me because I feel like our generation, Gen X, right? I think if we pulled 200 of us together, there would probably be a third who have had nothing done at all,
mm-hmm.
a third who may have had a Botox or a filler, and a third that have had some sort of surgery, either a breast implant or, you know, maybe a nip or a tuck. A third, a third, a third. I wonder what that's going to look like
mm-hmm.
by the time the 20, 30-year-olds are our age, if it's going to be more like 50-50, right? And so nothing wrong with it. But
right.
what we're doing is we're chasing society's idea of beauty as opposed to embracing our own idea of beauty. And that, to me, can become a slippery slope.
Right.
It just can become a slippery slope. And I feel like just we can't win as women, no matter what we do
yeah.
or where we
sit. I think as I'm I'm internally processing as I'm listening to Jackie. I think it really just boils down, if I had to really, really simplify this complicated conversation that we're having, and a lot of it is really just happening in real time because Jackie sprung this on me 5 minutes ago. I'm kidding.
But it's timely. We need to be addressing things that are happening.
We do. I think there
are listeners.
Yeah. I think there are two things that I would maybe say we need to examine. One is our responses to this kind of thing. And can we be careful in our responses and not bash or judge another woman for whatever she chooses to do?
Or however she looks.
Or
right. And the, at any age.
At any age.
Especially at the age.
And the second piece of it is when you make decisions on what you want to do, make sure that these decisions are coming from a place because you want to do them, not because you're feeling pressured by someone else or society to do it.
Yeah. What makes you feel good?
Right.
What makes you feel good? And you should do whatever makes you feel good. If
right.
that means getting work done, girl, go for it.
Yeah.
You should, every one of us needs to stand in our convicted confidence. We do.
Right. And that, and right.
That
and
looks different for everyone.
That looks different for everybody, right? Like, so I let my hair go gray at one point. Then I went back. I'm not saying I may let it go gray again. I wouldn't do it the same way because I thought it looked awful. And you would agree. It was like stripped. It looked, ugh. I think had it not looked like that, I would have gone for it. But that aside, when I look at my thighs, which have been the bane of my existence for my entire life, even when I was a size 2.
Ditto.
At some point, when I have the the financial resources, I would like to have some work done on my thighs. I'm not saying that they need to be skinny, but I don't want them to look bumpy.
Right.
But that's for me.
Right.
The hair,
That's exactly it. We choose what we want for ourselves, and then we own it. And we don't let anyone dictate what beauty looks like for us. And that's where that comes from. You know, I was recently, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, this won't be a surprise. But for those of you who are newer, I haven't talked about this in a while. So I love Dr. Phil. I love Dr. Phil. I think he's honest. I think he's raw. I think he's real. I think he's fair. I've listened to him do his murder mystery podcast. I've watched his shows. So I record them. I don't get a chance to watch them very often. But sometimes when I'm cooking, I'll just be like, oh, what have I missed? And I'm flipping through recently.
And Paulina was on.
Yep, ironically. And Paulina was on. And she was talking about aging. And there was a whole episode on aging. And I loved the conversation because Paulina, there was one woman on who was, I think she had just turned 60, and she was
beautiful.
She was an everyday, not everyday woman, but like an everyday woman, not a star celebrity, right? And she was saying how difficult it is for her in life because to be this age because she had always gotten attention when she was younger.
Okay.
And now she's like, I can't get a drink at a bar. I try to meet people online. It's very difficult to meet people online. I'm at a store looking to get assistance with my shopping experience and they walk past me to get to the younger person. So she said, I feel invisible. And Dr. Phil had alluded to, and I haven't looked into it, he has done a lot of research and that women of a certain age, this age, feel invisible. And to me, that's really upsetting.
Sure.
Because this isn't about beauty, but it's about respecting each other as humans. And so she was talking about that experience. And then they were asking Robin, Dr. Phil's wife, how she felt about aging. And she said she's embraced it along the way. And Robin has had work done. She looks great. She's probably, I would say, close to 70. 65 maybe. She looks great. So good. That makes her feel good. So I think what I'd like to see is not that people do or don't get work, right? That people are skinny or they're heavier. I would like people to be able to stand wherever they want in themselves and feel beautiful and not have to feel like they have to respond or react to society. And I would like society to see beauty as it really is, which is inside flowing out. I know that that's a lot, but it would be lovely if that could be a sea change.
Well, I do think that is happening a little bit in the young. This is actually an interesting point, Jackie. The younger generation, they're really, I think of Lizzo, right? Mm-hmm. So she's a fuller figured woman and she embraces that. And so the younger generation has really leaned toward body positivity. I wonder as that generation gets older, if they will be very vocal about aging.
I think that we are setting the stage to do that.
Right.
I think it is our responsibility mm-hmm. as a generation to really tackle what is happening. And because we have our voices and we're starting to use them.
Yes.
And, you know, we've talked about this all the time, right? Our mission at Modern Gen X Woman is to make Generation X the wealthiest female generation. And it's not because of just money, right? But if you think about this, money creates power. And when you have power, you can create change. And what is the change we want to see in the world? Well, I know there are two big changes that I want to see in the world. One is we want to change the way business is done. Period. We want to change it. We want to restructure it. We want to innovate it. And with power, we can do that. And the second one that is more important is we want to stop accepting the unacceptable. And when someone calls someone old grandma because they're 57 and they have some wrinkles, that's unacceptable. And that needs to stop. And we need to have the power to make that stop.
And also when people are just going out there and saying really cruel things about people on social media, it's setting an example that we can all treat one another that way. And maybe Madonna has a hard shell and she could give a shit, but there are people out there that don't have the balls like Madonna does.
Yeah.
And it could really crush them.
Right. And I want to talk, I'm glad you said that too, because I do want to make sure that I say this, which is for those trolls that are on Paulina's Instagram or Madonna's social media or any of these other celebrities that are getting bashed for the way they look. If you went through them, Paulina's feed is beautiful. There are women that are like, thank you.
Right.
I appreciate this. You're making me cry. You're making me feel accepted. You're making me... That is what it's about. Right. So for all of the women out there that are owning who they are, whatever who they are looks like, you are inspiring lots of other women. And that's why we do what we do, right? We want you to listen to this episode and feel empowered. I know we hate that word, right? It's overused, but we want you to have the power. We want you to use your power.
Right.
We want you to feel inspired. We want you to feel whole. We want you to feel seen and heard and recognized for who you are. So just walk away from this episode, take a look in the mirror, and love yourself. So I think we can end on that note.
I think so too.
All right, ladies, until next week.
Cheers to your magnificence.
Modern Gen X Woman is the podcast created with you in mind. If you're inspired by this episode, please leave us a review. It's so important. Look, we know it's not easy for you to stop and go over and leave a review, but it is so appreciated by Mimi and myself. And it really helps other amazing Gen X women like you find us so that they too can become the modern Gen X woman.